this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. Now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell. Our cause is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
Welcome, folks, to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Maggie Rose, your guest host here on Jeffrey Bennett's The Edge of Darkness. Today's date is April 28th, 2023, and we have with us my co-host in the studio, Chris Brumbles, who is the county coordinator up in Northern Oregon. He's with the Oregon Firearms Federation, and he's a military veteran. He's been with many patriot groups in the past. We also have my co-host, Jim Hoffman, returning with us again. He's also a military veteran, has been very responsible and instrumental in trying to help with education and training and prepping throughout Oregon with some of the patriot groups. We're going to be doing another roundtable again today, and I am hoping that they're going to be able to humor me here. Something was sent to me the other day, and I know this is going to be open for a conversation for these two. We both, all three of us actually, have friends in the community who are LGBT, okay? We know some people that are lesbian, gay. In fact, some of them are actually married to people of the same sex. And they are good buddies. They're good friends of ours, okay? And I'm not necessarily talking about the male persuasion. I'm primarily talking about the female. But the thing is they keep their private life very private. And they also don't believe in shoving their sexual orientation or their life choice down other people's throats, okay? And they also are very devoutly Christian, patriotic women, and they do not like what is going on in the school systems. They do not like how the LGBTQ group is being all lumped together in one huge big pot, and that basically that they are being put out there to the whole world, that all of them believe this way, that they are all believing that, you know, we should be having these things shoved down our throats, that children should be indoctrinated, that children should be sexualized in school, that children should be having the different things that are being taught to them in the kindergarten through high school. They are very upset about this. In fact, two of the women that I'm thinking about, and both Jim and Chris know who these women are, one of them had four or five children of her own, and the other one had a son and daughter. They were both married and to heterosexual men in the past. Both of them found themselves in very abusive relationships, and then they ended up finding each other and decided that they wanted to be partners, business partners, and they are the most outstanding women patriots. They hunt, they fish. They're very involved in the Constitution and trying to bring our Constitution to the forefront of people's minds. And then somebody sent this to me the other day, and I happen to have a really a nice relationship with these two. And I also know a person down in California that I met through a women veterans group who was at this women's veterans group. And Chris and Jim, when you hear what I'm about to play for you, and I deliberately chose not to play this for you ahead of time because I wanted to get your reaction out of this. When I was at this veterans group in Northern California, there was this woman sitting off in the corner, very tall, large woman, very shy, very uncomfortable. And I began to realize it, and then I thought, she looks like she might have been a he at one time. So I went over and introduced myself to her. She knew I was going to be getting a hotel that night. And she said, would you like to come home and spend the night at our place and meet my husband? Well, it turned out both she and her husband had met in a reading in San Francisco, and that she had been in Vietnam before she became a she, and that she had her whole life, from the time she was a little child of 2 and 3, just felt that she was in the wrong body. And it was psychologically traumatizing for her. But she went to Vietnam. She was much decorated with at least 2 Purple Hearts. She was an infantry soldier in Vietnam in the jungle and didn't even want me to see her awards and her decorations. She keeps them hidden in one of the back spare bedrooms. But her husband, who is a male, has always been a male, who is also a veteran, took me back to see these. And we sat down and had long discussions about what happened in her life. And she was one of the very first to ever have a sex change out of Colorado. So even though this was not something that I would necessarily ever want to encourage someone to do this or necessarily support, I support that it was her choice to do this. And she doesn't rub it in people's faces. She's very, very quiet and private about it. It's those people that feel they have to shove their lifestyle down our throats and say, here, eat it, you're going to like it. But those people that take one step further of actually threatening violence against us, okay, who are telling me that I, as a woman, when I go into a woman's bathroom and there's a woman that walks in that is still a man with still the male genitalia and the male everything, but as dressed as a woman coming into my bathroom, how am I supposed to feel safe? And now all across the country, we're hearing women and teenage girls reporting these men are coming into their bathrooms and they're being raped by these individuals, by high school boys that are dressed as women, by men coming into women's bathrooms. And this was sent to me 2 days ago. It shows you as you open up, there's a beautiful woman, a real woman. She looks like she stepped out of the pages of Hollywood or a modeling magazine. She's very strongly patriotic. And she says, you got to beware when you see this and when you hear this person, just understand that you're going to be really upset. So Chris Brumbles first started doing radio as my guest years ago, and then he ended up branching out, flew the nest, and he ended up having something, a radio show called Trigger Warning. So I'm going to warn both you and Jim, Chris, and our listening audience that this is probably going to trigger. So that's a disclaimer I'm putting out now. When you hear this individual that she is introducing us to, this is an individual that is sitting down dressed as a woman with long hair past their chest, in a kind of a long flowing down one side. But it's obviously a man in every way, whether they've gone through the complete sex change or not, or whether they're a transvestite dressing up as a woman, I don't care. It is the words that this individual is putting out to the rest of us that I want you to hear. Because this is something right here that is showing that these people are willing to lock and load on us. And I want to hear your reaction. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Absolutely, you're not going to like my comments afterwards. So.
Okay, well, don't use the F word and don't use the D-A-M-N
word. I know the six words not to say, dear.
Okay, so let me see if I can get this here. Try to find this.
And I know what you're going to play, so go ahead.
Oh, you already know about it.
I'm going to get real pissed off.
Yeah, I've seen two videos by this moron.
I promise you that we are all on the same page, but we need to keep this video up as long as possible without the snowflakes getting it taken down. So here's what I'm asking after you watch it. If you fully support your Second Amendment and you eagerly accept the challenge that this individual has presented to us, repost, share, and just flood the comments with American flags. That's all.
I'm going to play that back one more time.
Just flood the comments.
Let's see if I can find. Not that one.
Just flood the comments with American flags. That's all I'm asking. Okay? Okay. Get ready.
That's true. That's very true. But you know what? There's more of us than you. Because after all, there was enough of us to keep Trump out of office. We have allies who are also arming up. Because this is a war you started. The old expression, you prod the bull long enough, you're going to get the horns. If you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal. So if you want to die on that hill of yours of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and a call to arms to everybody within the United States that are scared, worried, have children that are transgender, lesbian, bi, or gay. This is a call to action. You need to arm up. Plain and simple. Go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it efficiently, through and through. Because the time to act is now. You need to protect yourself and you need to protect your fellow transgender brothers and sisters and days and thems. You need to protect the rest of us in the LGB community. As I'm going to do myself. I do not fear Christians, I do not fear conservatives, I do not fear evangelicals, and I do not fear Republicans. They just talk a big game. That's all they do. But heaven forbid you do something in my presence. You're going to know what fear actually feels like. I'm done. I am done with this shit.
You, sir, got yourself a fucking deal. While we're at it, we'd like to double up on that wager. See you in the El Baño. Get those flags flying, babies.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Challenge
it. I do. Go ahead, Jim.
Go.
First of all, I want to say, and I don't, you know, if your friend was a he before he became a she, he's still a he. There is no such thing as transgender. There's two genders.
Yep.
And, you know, a couple years ago, this was considered insanity, and I still think it is. And I don't mean no, you know, I don't care. Your friend can do whatever they want to do, but don't try to shove down people's throat. I mean, I believe in liberty first. But this clown here, he's not afraid, because the police don't stop them from their violence. They do arrest people like us. That's why the clown's not afraid. But here, I'm going to give my hopefully that guy will listen. And you are a dude. My number, you can get a hold of me at 503-263-5830. Go ahead and leave me a message there, and I'll send you my address, and you can come up in here, and we can have a little chit-chat. If you try to go into a bathroom when my daughter's in there, you're not gonna make it back to the computer to brag. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, amen, brother. I was thinking the same thing. I don't care. You know, the thing is about us getting old, I don't have to worry about my kids. I got to worry about my grandkids. Well, life in prison is a little less of a deterrent when you're my age. Mm-hmm. No, I'm gonna do everything I can. Now, I may start off talking, but it could go a whole lot worse. And it's all depending on how Twinkle Toes wants to respond to me. But if Twinkle Toes all bets are off. I'm just going to drop the punk where he lays.
These people are cowards. You know, Antifa was talking big games too, and I sent my address to the Portland Tribune, come on out. None of them showed up. Nope. I think two of them showed up at the edge of my driveway at one time on a motorcycles until I went up to talk to them. Then they ran off like little girls. But you know, this is stupid. This is just more of the Marxist, you know, the Marxist plan to create a new world global disorder, and they want to keep constant division going through this country all the time. Forget about these people. They mean nothing. What we need to do is get the people out of office that are putting these stupid laws in that are trying to force thought control by law, by using laws against you. So these people like this, they don't bother me. This guy's going to, more than likely, within a year or two, he's probably going to kill himself anyways. That's what they do. And I encourage him to do that.
Yeah, I would agree with it. And where does this individual live?
Who knows? I don't know where he lives.
In utopia. And you know what utopia means? Utopia is two Greek words. U means no, and it came from you, which means no, and topos, which means place. No place, nothing. It's la la land. The guy's a freaking mental. He's mental. Got mental illness. That's what it is. He lives nowhere.
He's got to live in the Portland area. I'm hoping he does, because you know, hey, we're not too far from Portland. I'm about an hour and a half away. If he wants to get together with me, there's a place up in the mountains that I like. I would like to have him meet me. You know, just him, just me, just the two.
I wouldn't go looking for the clown. I would.
Well, I'm not going to look for him.
My address, if you want to come. But, anyways, yeah, this is, you know, look in Oregon now. They got this HB 2002. Uh-huh. They're trying to force. It's going to be up for vote on May 1st. What is that? What day is that? I'm not sure what day that is. Coming up, Monday. And if this thing passes, now you got over 50 sponsors. If this thing passes, 15-year-olds will be able to get a sex change, whether they have insurance or money or nothing. They're going to force them. I think the Department of Human Services is going to pay for it, which means we're going to pay for it. We didn't vote for that crap. And any age will be able to, you know, do so-called sexual health, you know, which they include abortions. You can have a 5-year-old going in and getting a hysterectomy, and their parents cannot know about it. So the government is now saying they own your children. How's this different than Hitler?
Oh, not at all. It's same smell, exact same smell. But see, it goes a little bit farther, buddy. If your parents won't allow you to have your tallywhacker cut off, go to the state. Now, the state will do it for them, so you don't have to worry about it. And then we'll find you another home to live in.
Well, I can think of some people in the state we should start this with. We should go ahead and cut them off, cut their genitals off.
Oh, I agree. But I agree.
Obviously, I'm talking politically, so you don't need to send the state police out to my house yet.
Yeah. Well, hell, I think they just pulled up in front of my house. They must be listening. Excuse me. They must be listening to what we're talking about.
Yep. Well, so I had, you know, and as far as you were talking earlier about we have friends that are gay, we do have friends that are gay, but they're great. They are great people, great patriots. But I've told her myself, I don't agree with her lifestyle, but that's not for me to judge. That's between her and God.
Right.
But I mean, you start shoving it down my throat, then it's time for me to get involved.
Yep.
Or my children's throat, or trying to brainwash them, throw propaganda down their throat. I'm getting sick of this garbage, and that's what they want. They want you to feel stress all the time, and they want to divide and conquer.
Well, you know, like, she was one of those that was actually went to Eugene when that mother was sexualizing her child and having her child go to that bar where a bunch of pedophiles were there and having her daughter dress up like she was a grown woman and then doing sex dances for the men in that bar. And the woman that you and I are talking about, she and a bunch of other patriots, many of them heterosexual like you and I, went to that bar and she was protesting that because she saw that as child abuse.
Well, this all ties in with, we need to talk about the threat assessment of the coming violence that UTT, Understanding the Threat, just put out. And so the communist and Islamic movement, for people who don't know, there is a communist movement that's been going on in this country for 100 years, and there's a Islamic movement that's been going inside this country for 60 years. Well, they have teamed up. They teamed up before Antifa. They were helping Antifa. And if you had looked in Texas, you would have saw in Austin all the Islamic and communist flags everywhere. Well, they're going to, according to UTT, and I trust them, I actually got a hold of John Guandola, and I asked him how accurate their report is, and he said, excuse the language, he said it's balls on. So that means to me now remember, John Guandola, he has so many accolades I could never mention him, but the guy was an officer in the United States Marine Corps. He then went to the FBI, where he ended up going to the first. He ran the first terrorist task force in this country, and then worked for DOJ. And he saw such a problem because we have communists and jihadists infiltrated in every level of government in this country. Every. I guess you would say university in this country. And these people they're not here for good reasons. These people, anyways, let me get the communist and Islamists are going to get together again with Muslim Brothers street gangs and Antifa types and BLM. And this time he says they're not going after property damage. They're going after targeted assassinations. And a lot of those will be patriots and Christians and people who lead patriot and Christian organizations. That would be all three of us. they've got financiers that are giving them billions of dollars, millions at least, hundreds of millions at least. These people are the enemies of liberty and the United States of America. And this is a real threat. So I'm going to tell everybody, you need to arm up. You need to train people. You need to, because the government helps them. The government does not arrest them. And UTT seems to think that they're going to, if they see a possibility, they'll try to take down the whole republic.
The reason
it ties into this other guy, because they say they think they're going to use this trans crap to get this started.
They'll use anything they possibly can. It's that whole, that's that old saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, they're just using these people for now, but they will kill them later. You know, I've been screaming about the threat, the danger of Islam for years. And all we got to do is take a look at Dearborn.
Oh yeah. Well, Minnesota is the central hub for the neo-Marxist movement. And yep. They're getting a lot of information out of you got to understand, UTT goes around the country and they train private citizens to spy on these people and stuff and gather intel. And I know them real well. They're friends of mine. And they do a very good job. And if they say this is what they're planning, I believe this is what they're planning. So people need to you can't count on the government. The government's not here to protect you anyways. The government, the cops are here to protect government. That's what they're here for. They are, and you know, and I don't have a problem with cops, but I do have problems with cops that don't do their job and corrupt cops.
Right.
So people need to get armed. They need to get trained, and you need to be able to prepare to protect your family, because nobody else is going to do it.
Nope.
Got anything to add to that there, Maggie?
Yeah, I was speaking with the other day. I was talking to my friend in Las Vegas, and he was driving along with his wife, and he had just gotten back from Mar-a-Lago, and he told me that we really, really need to be careful. He said, first of all, he suggests don't join any more Patriot groups. He said every one of them has been infiltrated by people in the FBI and the CIA. He said the FBI is as corrupt as the day is long. So is the CIA. And he said that the best thing you can do is just work with the people in your local community that you know, that you personally know, that you see, if not on a daily basis, that you can see on a weekly basis. And he said what you need to do is pray and prep, in that order. Pray and prep. And he said, train. And he said, stay away from the Patriot so-called groups. He said the best thing to do is do what he calls gray man or gray woman.
And by the way, I tried to get John Guandolo to call in, but he's really busy this next few days. And his secretary, I end up calling her, and she said that, yeah, he's too busy. He couldn't call
in. Maybe next Friday. Can he call in next Friday?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, so the best thing, can you guys, Jim, it's better for you and Chris to explain your version of what a gray man and a gray woman is.
Well, a gray man is just someone who doesn't run around with patches and stuff and spouting that he's a member of a group. You just go out and celebrate your rights to protest or, you know, redress grievances without letting them know who you are. You know, I know several states that have already done that a couple years ago, and then the media can't attack you for being a 3% or an Oath Keeper or any other thing. Right. Just none of their business who you are. You know who you are. But
there's times you want to go gray. There's times you want to go identifying who you are and what you stand for. But most of the time, it kind of goes along the same lines as what I've been telling people with weapons for all these years, is I don't generally carry open for one reason, because I don't want to be the target of some idiot. It's the first target, I should say, of some idiot that wants to come in and start shooting people. I want to be the one to be able to dodge, hide, then respond and take that individual out. Now, that goes along with the same philosophy of going gray. And you call it gray man, gray woman, whatever. We just call it going gray. You just don't want people to know who you are. You want to be able to blend in.
Well, you can't be, you can't have your whole group rounded up by FBI or CIA, too, if they don't know who you are.
That's right.
Unless you got them in your group, which you probably do.
Well, we have passed. We've known it.
Yeah. We're coming to the end stage of the Roman Empire here, or the 30s, when the Jews were waiting for the boxcars, and we need to get trained up.
We're going to take a station break right now, folks. We'll be right back. Hang right in there. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Welcome back, folks, here to Republic Broadcasting Network. We are purely listener-supported, and we appreciate your generous donations. Today's date is April 28, 2023, and I have my co-host here. We're doing a roundtable on Second Amendment and Free Speech Friday. I have Chris Brumbles, who's with the Oregon Firearms Federation, and Jim Hoffman, both of them military veterans. Jim has also been very strongly supportive of trying to get people prepped and trained here in Oregon. And I'm hoping, Jim, we're going to be able to have another training session here in the near future. Yes or no?
Well, we, buddy of mine and I are talking about it, and we are going to try to do it for August. Not sure if we're going to be able to put the entire 1 week deal together, but at the very minimum, it will be a solid 1 day training event.
That would be really great, which means people come up the night before and they camp out. We have 1 day of training, and then the third day people pack up and leave, right?
Right. And generally what we do on 1 day of training, we'll do a big potluck. I bring my smoker up there. We've done ribs, and I do brisket, you know, a variety of things. So people eat good. They have a good time, and they get a lot of good knowledge. But I am really wanting to do that 5 day event, which will go in much more depth. I mean, because that'll be land navigation. Hopefully put some rappelling in there. We'll get the weapons training. We'll get a lot of medical training. And that's where you're going to come in, Maggie. There's a lot of things that people need to understand. But anyway, that's hopefully, probably not this August, probably the following.
Cool. And when, since we're talking about firearms training, Chris, you have a couple things you wanted to bring up about regarding our Second Amendment.
Yeah, but I was just sitting here trying to picture Jim repelling. I think that would be called falling, but I don't know.
Be nice.
Yeah, there's some gun things out there. Let me start with this one. First of all, Alexander Ray Baldwin III had his charges dismissed. That really irks me.
Yes.
They're saying he may not want to celebrate too much now because they were dismissed without prejudice, which means they can bring him back. And they did it. Evidently, they need more time to do further investigation and more forensic analysis in the case. So what do y'all think about that? I for the life of me, after they came out and said that, yeah, he violated the law, he's going to court. I thought for sure they would be held to account. What do you think?
I was skeptical. I wanted it to happen, but I'm not so sure it's still not going to happen.
Well, I'm not either, but I'm less sure now.
Right. But, I mean,
you know, they didn't charge. The other guy is still getting charged. He's still going to court. This guy is an asshat, and he's out there trying to take our guns all the time. And I would be remiss to say that I'm not a little disappointed that I'm getting sick and tired of people like him and Hunter and all those people never being held accountable for what they do.
Exactly.
But the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick before we run out of time is Washington. Washington enacted their so-called assault weapons ban. And it was immediately, you know, they filed a lawsuit against the Second Amendment Foundation filed a lawsuit against it. But Clark County automatically stopped the sale of firearms right away. I mean, all firearms. So right. This is where they're headed. And this is all highly unconstitutional, highly illegal. And well, I'm not going to obey any of this law. And Oregon's headed the same way.
You want to hear some good news about that?
Sure.
U.S. District Judge, this just came in today.
Okay.
Stephen McGlynn, I think is his name. The Illinois assault ban, he has ruled unconstitutional.
That was a couple weeks ago, my friend. And yeah. And by the way, I hate the word ruled because we don't elect kings. Only kings rule. It was an opinion.
Right.
But that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I just got that today. Where have I been?
I don't know. I have a big pile of notes from a couple weeks ago somewhere. But yeah, these people. So to all those politicians, all these years telling me, why are you fighting so hard against us? We're not going to take your guns. They're not trying to take your guns. Really? It's like, where are they now? I don't hear them out there. Tell me how stupid I am now.
No, because they knew what they were doing.
We can't allow this. We cannot allow this. If it wasn't for guns, we would be waiting for the boxcars right now. We are without our guns. We are all the new Jews.
Seriously. Well, it's the reason why the Second Amendment was added in there. People don't understand it.
Well, exactly. I think they do understand it. I think that they're just tyrants.
Well, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the lemmings that down there that still vote for the hair sniffer in chief and all of his minions. Those are the people that I'm talking about. They have no clue why the Second Amendment was put in there. And it's to stop a tyrannical government.
Yep.
Which is we've become. You know, when I saw what happened up at Ruby Ridge, and I knew Chris and Jim, I knew Bo Greitz. I had met Randy Weaver after his wife was assassinated, along with his son shot in the back. I met him later on down in Redding, California, with his daughter, who they both survived that. The situation in Waco, I had soldiers that were forced to go down there and push their tanks through both sides of the building. We found out through people that we knew that had been at the Oklahoma Federal Building days before the bombs exploded inside the building. We knew that was an inside job by the CIA and the ATF. We knew that 9/11 was an inside job. And these were all precursors to create Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2. And if the American people want to continue to keep their heads in places where the sun don't shine, and they don't want to study up on Patriot Act 1 and 2 and realize that there's going to come a time where they're going to have absolutely no rights left whatsoever, they better wake up, because we are losing this country. And as my friend in Las Vegas said, we are going through only the beginning right now of a near-death experience, and it's only going to get worse before it can even have the possibility of getting better, unquote.
People just need to understand history. They need to see this has all happened before. Nothing's new under the sun at all. The Bible tells you that. Everything comes back around. And that's what's good, because as a wise man once said, the only thing we've learned from history is that we've learned nothing from history.
Uh-huh.
And we're at the point again where we're learning nothing from history again. You had 50 people co-sponsor that HB 2002, and they're still getting elected. What the heck is going on?
Yep. And so, didn't we have a, we'll call them rhino for lack of better?
No, these were Democrats, and there may have been some rhinos. I haven't looked at the list.
I think I heard that there was a rhino or two that was also on that list.
You know, and it's all political. Their excuse is always the same.
Yep.
Well, you know, they was gonna pass anyway, so I didn't want to alienate my constituents. Well, your constituents voted you in as a Republican. They didn't vote you in to put in sex changes for little kids.
Nope. No, we used to honor kids when we were, well, for the most part, when we were younger, kids were honored and protected. They're not honored or protected anymore.
Yeah. You know, they're not going to stop. They're pushing for World War III, too. And here's a great quote from Alexander the Great. I would rather, he said that he would rather fight an army of lions led by a sheep than an army of sheep led by a lion. Which one do you think we have now? I think we're being, our army is being led by a sheep.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
We really need to get this guy out of here and get Trump back in. I'm not, you know, I'm not an apologist for Trump for anything, but he did a good job as president. He did better than any president that I can recall since at least Reagan.
Yeah.
And I think he did a better job than Reagan did. And Reagan was my commander in chief. But right. If we don't get somebody in there strong, somebody that loves this country, we do have a chance of losing it. I have great faith in the American people. And I believe our history too. We stood up against the whole world. And you know, we were born of rebellion and weaned on gunpowder. And I believe that can come right back to us. But we cannot give up our guns, and we got to get these communist sympathizers out of office.
Uh-huh. I agree. Do you guys think the American people, I mean, from what I've been seeing, the American people right now are too comfortable, and many of them are saying, you know, like my son said today, one of my sons, that I have four sons and a daughter. And he says, you know, my wife and I are working full-time jobs. And he said, we're trying to raise our two kids. And he says, we're just trying to make ends meet. We come home at night. We're exhausted. We're tired. We feed the animals. We try to get the kids fed into bed. And he says, we just don't even hardly have time for each other. Do you think that because the government has made it such that now they're struggling, everybody just to put food on the table, some people having to take two and three jobs to survive, that they're trying to keep us distracted so we don't really pay attention to what's going on in our kids' schools. We don't pay attention to what's going on with the corruption of our churches and our ministers, and that they can so easily distract us with, you know, Married with Children and the Kardashians and everything else, that people are just not willing to really, really pay attention to what's happening until it's too late.
No, we've had a good long time.
Yeah, people are they're preoccupied with their own little special world. And if something isn't going right, don't worry. The government will come around and give you some more money to keep you happy. And that's
this was all planned. This was all planned. They brought feminism in. That's a communist thing, by the way, feminism. That was brought in by communists. And that's just tear apart the churches, tear apart the families and their progressive taxes. It's right on the communist manifesto. They want to have progressive taxes. Look at Oregon, man. They have gone up from something like 1,000. I mean, it's a lot. What was it? I forget how many billions of dollars, but it's gone up in the last 10 years, hundreds and hundreds of percent that we pay in taxes. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. I usually do, but it's something like 320. I can't remember if it's 32 billion or 321 billion, but it's a lot of billion dollars that it takes to run this state. And they just keep passing more and more taxes and giving more free money. They've already given $329 million to the homeless this year, which they were already getting a ton of money. And now this crazy lunatic in the governor's seat wants to give them $1.5 billion more. And who really gets that money? I don't think the homeless get it. I think this is a big business here.
Oh, hey, it's settled to their friends.
But yeah, I mean, now they obviously want to keep us divided. That's why they let Antifa run rampant for over two years. That's why they let Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist organization, run rampant.
Yep.
These useful idiots don't even know what they're doing. They're helping the government destroy us. And I believe in government, but I believe in government staying where it belongs, not growing and growing and growing and robbing us and plundering us. That's not what our government is supposed to do.
We pay, you had mentioned taxes. We pay so many different taxes today. We don't even know how many different taxes. We've talked about this one of the shows in the past, that 30 years ago, it was like 26, 27 different taxes we paid in the state of Oregon. Well, after talking to a friend of mine who's an accountant, she says, today, I have absolutely no idea there's so many. They're everywhere. Everything you do, you're going to pay a little bit more to the federal government.
Mm-hmm. And now Sleepy Joe's got this new welcome corps for illegal invaders. Come on over here. The government plunders us to give them free crap. And now they want us to board them in our homes. Next, they're going to give them our house and put us on reservations. We are the Indians now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, man.
There's one bill. I don't know if you saw it. I can't remember what the number is.
Well, let's explain what the welcome court. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, this bill here in Oregon, if a homeless person pops up in your front yard and you go out and harass them, they can sue you for $1,000 now.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Gonna be kind of hard to sue somebody if you're looking at dirt.
That's right.
I'm not gonna allow people to come camp on my property. It's not gonna happen.
No,
this is my property. And the government has no authority for that. They have no authority to take children from their parents and allow them to have sex change. They have no authority.
No.
Just because they write it on a piece of paper and make a statute. Statutes aren't laws anyways, in my opinion. They can't do it. If it violates the Constitution, it doesn't exist.
Amen to that.
But
and people,
so now they're also punishing people with good credit. So if you buy a house now and you have good credit, you're going to pay more. And the people with bad credit are going to pay less. So that's another socialist program that they started.
You get to pay 1% higher, and they get a percentage and a half off.
Well, what I saw was they had – one guy with good credit with a $400,000 house and a guy with bad credit with a $400,000 house. The guy with bad credit shouldn't even have the house in the first place.
No.
The guy with the good credit will pay $40 more a month, which comes out, what, $480 a year, almost $500. So you're punished for doing good.
Right.
And doing the right thing.
Yep. So, they want everybody to accept the government handout and just be happy. You know, they probably look at Saudi Arabia because that's the way they do things there. Everybody in Saudi Arabia has a job. It may only take three people in that department to do that specific job, but there could be 400 people in there. So nobody's working and everybody's getting the same wage, the same pay. Mm-hmm. That takes away every incentive for anybody that wants to do good.
Yeah. Well, we only got 10 minutes left. Maybe we should, what do you guys want to talk about? We can talk about Ammon Bundy. He's having some troubles again.
Yes, from what I understand, he the sheriff's department in
sheriff office.
The sheriff's department, I guess, up in Ada County is trying to serve him. Now, the money being utilized is coming from the St. Luke's University Hospital, or St. Luke's Hospital, which are the ones that tried to medically kidnap that child from the parents. The parents had done nothing wrong. It's just the hospital had egg on their face because they were trying to get more COVID money, trying to keep the child in there. The child did not have COVID. And so when Ammon Bundy and his people turned up, well, now they want to make an example out of Ammon so other people will not stand up for their children. So they're using the COVID money they got from the federal government to take Ammon Bundy to jail or to have him arrested and have him tried in court and to set an example. So that money, the COVID money, is that what they're using to hire their attorneys to go after Ammon Bundy. So the sheriff's department in Ada County is trying to get the sheriff in Gem County, G-E-M, like a gemstone, and trying to get that sheriff to help support the sheriff in Ada County to go after Ammon. So he called out called to order. People came from all over the country. They had a big barbecue the other day in Ammon Bundy's house, and there's a bunch of people camping out all over the property right now, basically standing with Ammon, saying to the sheriff, you have no reason to bring him a warrant. He's done nothing wrong. He's not going to come back into their jurisdiction. He's not going to come back into their courtroom. He doesn't fall into their jurisdiction, so he shouldn't have to answer to any judge. He hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't broken any laws. He's not even in Ada County. Leave him alone. And that's kind of where it is, I guess.
The way Ammon says it, and I haven't done very much investigation. I'm just telling you what Ammon said. They've been harassing him for this past solid year. He does have, I think, personally, I think this is stupid. I think that they're setting him up. This is kind of, I wouldn't want to be Ammon Bundy right now, because they're going to end up, I'm afraid they're going to end up shooting him and saying that he was violent, because they've already set the phase. They've already said they're afraid that he's going to turn violent. Mm-hmm. And he said he had enough. This law firm that the hospital hired has got limitless money that they got from COVID, and they're using the same law firm that the governor of Idaho, who was running against Ammon, by the way, the same law firm that he uses. And these people have just sent him piles and piles and piles of paperwork that he can't possibly. He said he'd have to hire three attorneys, and it would cost him over $300,000 to fight this case.
So they're trying to set him up, saying, "Oh, we think he's going to turn violent. We think he's going to," and then they can shoot him.
Yes.
On an unarmed man who's done nothing wrong, and then we, the public, will not even know that he was shot unarmed.
More than just a child. This is free speech. He was out protesting in front of the hospital. They're suing him for free speech. It seems to be a habit now with government going after people for free speech. Look at J6. That was a crock. The more we find out, the more of a crock it is. And they just want to shut down patriots. And I tell you, he told me that the fine is only $150,000. He said that the judge should have defaulted on him and just hit him with $150,000. He'd find a way to pay that, but he's not going to court. And you know, they put a warrant out for his arrest for a civil case. I've never heard of that in my life. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I've just never heard about that. As someone who used to get trouble when he was younger because he got in a lot of fistfights, I've had had a few warrants on me for not, you know, back in the day.
What does the actual warrant for his arrest say?
I don't know. I don't have it in my hand.
I haven't read it.
But it's for the civil case, though. And he evidently his lawyer showed up and he didn't show up in court. That's what I gather. And you know, you don't need to show up in a civil case. Can't you just let your lawyer show up?
I would think. Yes.
But the judge wants him to appear. So now it's a power thing, it sounds like.
Well, the judge wants him to appear.
Obviously, I don't know this is fact. I'm just, from what I've heard, I'm telling you my opinion.
The judge wants him to appear because once he appears and he steps on the other side of the witness area, he steps into the gated area, he's now coming under the Admiralty Court or under the Maritime Court of the judge. He's in that jurisdiction, and the judge can do anything he wants. It's like you step on the ship, now you belong to the captain of the ship. So what Ammond knows now, do not step in that jurisdiction.
Well, I just know that I personally believe, it's my opinion, it's not something I know for a fact. My opinion is they're trying to set him up, and he may get shot over this eventually. Yep. I hope not, but...
Well, all they'd have to do is call up Hillary and Billy Bob, have their guys come down. You know how well off they are killing people.
Yeah, I call her Hitlery.
Yeah, me too.
Well, since we're coming to the end of the show, I'm going to let you go first, Jim. What is your final statement for today?
Well, I don't think we have time. But let me say this, what I said a couple weeks ago. Folks, you got to do something. And, you know, I when I said it before, I was joking half-heartedly. Maybe I'm not, but remember this. If you want to save America, have your damn liberals spayed or neutered.
And you, Chris?
Well, I just believe that we have real threats coming, that our government is corrupt and weaponized, that everyone needs to get armed and trained so that they can protect their families, because the government won't do it. It's not their job. We need to vote every one of these numb nuts out, excuse my language, and replace them with people of honor and integrity. And we need to trust in G-O-D, not G-O-B.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you very much, folks. This is Chris Brumbles of the Oregon Firearms Federation and Jim Hoffman, who is both a trainer and an educator, and is going to be helping patriots in the near future in order to get themselves better prepared for whatever might come, whether it's a natural disaster or a man-made disaster. And folks, what you need to do is you need to continue to pray. You need to continue to prep for any and all contingencies. And both Jim Hoffman and Chris Brumbles and myself will be back next Friday for another roundtable. And maybe we'll have a special guest call into the show from somewhere down south. Right, Chris?
I hope so. We'll see. I don't know what the schedule is, but we'll try.
Well, you guys have an awesome weekend, okay?
God bless everybody. All right, God bless. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys. And we ain't taking any more back. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.